guys, the organic guy here had a great conversation with one of the very young organic farmers that you can find in the country. She's such a lovely, lovely lady. She goes by the name of Carol. We had a few conversation on why she loves organic farming so, so much. And she has some advice on whoever wants to get into farming. So ladies and gentlemen, enjoy this particular conversation.
So we are here with Carol. She's going to help us better understand, because there's some of the challenges that organic farmers go through, and one of them is attack by pests. So for example, what I'm holding right now is a tomato that has been attacked by spider mites.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the ways that you used to sort of control it?
Well, we've actually these are the beef tomatoes. They're actually some very huge tomatoes, that's why they're referred to as beef tomatoes.
Okay.
You can see here at least the plants are a bit healthier.
Mm-hmm.
I wish maybe we could have found them when they were in the greenhouse, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people could have understood better,
yeah,
what we mean by the spider mite infestation.
Yeah.
Because we were not able to harvest anything at all in the greenhouse.
Yeah.
We tried people say, we've also been researching online on ways of how to deal with pests and diseases organically.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that is considered much effective or more effective is physical removal.
Okay.
So we really tried the physical removal when we had planted our tomatoes in the plastic greenhouse. But it really didn't work with the mites because maybe it was too hot.
Mm.
We were still watering, but it was not working.
Yeah.
We also tried neem, nimbecidine, and some chili powder conclusion.
Yeah.
You mix it with water and you spray.
Yeah.
But still,
didn't work.
We tried it for quite some time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not work.
Okay.
Yeah. So this time, you can see at least this one is healthier. Yeah?
Yeah, very healthy.
What we've been doing, we have some ginger, just like a small portion of ginger. Yeah.
Yeah.
We crush it, add, say, 2 teaspoons of chili powder into 2 liters of water.
Yeah.
You boil it and then you let it stay overnight for it to cool.
Okay.
In the morning, you sieve the mixture of the chili and the crushed ginger. Mm. After you sieve it, to the mixture you add 2 teaspoons of oil.
Yeah.
Just in liquid oil wax, But you can do Elianto and sunflower.
Yeah.
Since it doesn't, when it's cold, it can't.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't come together.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's still in
doesn't
liquid
come
form,
solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And also you add 2 teaspoons of liquid soap and then you spray.
Wow.
So that's what we've been doing after every 2 days, and it has actually been working very well.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we could have come earlier, we could have seen something like this.
Yes.
And even worse, I guess.
Exactly. Because it actually it wipes out the tomatoes.
So how did you come to such a conclusion that works? Was it trial and error or someone recommended?
Actually, this is actually trial. We had to go online.
So you can say it was your sort of invention. Maybe it's out there, but you used it and it's working.
Yes.
So you can
it's say actually it's, working.
Yeah, so you can say it's your invention.
Yes.
Nice. So, you know, one of the ways you can control your spider bites.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
And also, you see the ground is wet.
Yeah.
Spider mites don't like water.
Mm.
They like a crop that is a bit strained, doesn't have... they thrive well in very, very hot conditions.
Okay.
And if the plant is straining, you know, this is a healthy plant.
Yeah.
So dealing with the mites is a bit easier. Mm. But if the plant is... training, it doesn't have enough water.
Yeah, it's not that.
It's
become more susceptible to being attacked.
Exactly.
All right. So is this part of the conclusion?
This is just manure. Compost manure. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So that one is just a liquid. It's in liquid form.
Yes.
Just
yes,
spray.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's in liquid form.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody's talking about youth and farming and involvement. It's pretty interesting that your background is in accounting. So how did you find yourselves in agriculture?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. Actually, it all began with the accounting aspect of it, yeah?
Okay.
So before I joined the company, the whole setup was complete, say, the setting up of the office, and me now being based at the farm completely, I used to do Sylvia's accounts at home.
Yeah.
She had an office for me there.
Yeah.
So I could do her accounts once a week.
Mm.
So that was in the year 2016, yeah?
Yeah.
Around May, June. So I just used to go to her house once a week, do her accounts for 2 hours, actually.
Mm.
And that was it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I was still doing another job. Actually full time,
yes.
But maybe the days that I had a day off,
yes, I
could go to her home and in my small office, I could help her do the accounts.
Yes.
So I did that for about 3 months, and in October, I fully joined the company full time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had already been told. What I'm going to do, I'm going to manage the farm, help her manage the farm,
yes.
And also do the accounting as well.
Yes.
But at first also my boss was 50-50 about me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, but she chose to believe in me, and I've been with her since the year 2016, end of 2016.
Mm.
Now we're in 2019.
Yes.
That's actually 2 full years, yes?
Wait, just hit you right now.
Yes. I actually didn't know that time can move that fast.
Yeah.
But number one is because we've been busy.
Yeah.
Each and every day is
a
new learning experience for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't wake up like doing the same thing that I was doing yesterday.
Mm.
And I've really learned quite a lot. I've also moved quite a lot because of the company.
Yes.
I've also traveled, we've done trainings, and it has given me exposure to so much.
Yes.
And I believe in the 2 years, I've really gotten better with so much. Yeah.
Nice. Mm. So I'd like to get an overview. Was when she asked you to join in agriculture your first time to be involved in agriculture? Is it something you were doing when you were younger? To first time?
Very first time.
Yeah.
Actually, it is actually very funny. I actually didn't think I would manage. At the first days, I was a bit hesitant.
Because
I was wondering, okay, I know zero about farming.
Yeah.
I don't have any background. Will my boss be patient with me? You know?
Yes.
Will I keep on messing up each and every other day?
Yeah.
Yeah? So I was asking myself all these questions, yeah?
Yeah.
But with time, when you have, like, say, she's like a mentor, yeah?
Mm.
Someone who can actually work with you and they see potential in you, you can actually learn a lot and actually grow so much. Because what I've learned in the past 2 years, I did my agriculture in high school, but to be honest, Mr. Wafula, that was my agriculture teacher. He can tell you how miserably I feel in agriculture.
Yeah.
But actually right now, I believe I'm good at farming.
You know, someone can tell.
I can help someone set up a farm comfortably.
Yeah.
I can also guide you on how to go about organic farming.
Mm.
Yeah, I've learned so much. The 2 years, it's been an amazing journey. And actually, for us youths, yeah, we like, looking at the money first,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
and maybe looking at the environment where you're working, mm-hmm. instead of thinking, what am I actually going to get up in this setup? Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to compare, but what I have actually learned in the 2 years, because I've actually been working.
Mm.
This is my sixth year.
Yeah.
Being employed, but to be honest, the 2 years. They have really made a big change. I'm not saying it because I want to praise one person or the other or this company.
Yes.
But you know, there's somewhere you can go and you would actually feel leave alone feeling at home.
Mm.
You actually feel like you are utilizing maybe whatever you've been learning, like you're not doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And you're actually learning new things each and every day, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've actually enjoyed my being in this company and I'm really looking forward to growing with it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are the two things that you like about farming for this short period you've been doing it?
Okay. You've just generalized it, yeah?
Yes.
Number one, the farming aspect of it.
Yeah.
I like that we're doing organic farming, we're not using chemicals.
Yeah.
And number two, well, this is actually out, it's not actually supposed to be number two, but I love the fact that I get fresh vegetables and I don't have to buy them every other day.
Yeah.
And you actually know you're eating good food, yeah?
Mm.
And you know where it's coming from. The other thing, I enjoy my work every day, because if I didn't enjoy farming, to be honest, I couldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
You know, you can always say this is not working for me, you know, but I believe it's actually really working for me and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you had to say, you know, in the long term, would you figure it yourself, you'll be 5 years, you'll be doing something in agriculture?
Mm-hmm. I can actually do a setup in agriculture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can say you've developed the passion for farming as time has gone.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Any advice for someone who wants, especially the youth who wants to do agriculture, for your experience that you've gained? What advice can you give that kind of person?
Number one, when they want to start the when they want to venture into agriculture, they should not go into it being money oriented, because they might be so money minded. Like how we see in the news, we read in the papers, when you plant, like, say for example, this number of cabbages, when you harvest at this particular time you get this amount of money. So this young farmer who maybe had done some savings invests, maybe doing monocropping, or because you know you want to do one like you're doing large scale of one crop, so that you can get a lot of money from it. Sometimes it can disappoint you so much, maybe mostly maybe with the market. You might find that the time you're harvesting, it's flooded in the market. So, and you, maybe the price that you had in your mind is not what you're going to get at the end of the day. Maybe you purposed to sell a cabbage at maybe 30 bob per head. You end up selling it for, you know, it actually goes to as low as 5 shillings.
Wow.
Or 7 shillings. Yeah, it gets to that point. Same case with the onions. You might find that you're planting so much, but you find maybe they're flooded in the market. You find a kilo is going for 20 shillings.
Wow.
And you had anticipated the lowest maybe is 50 shillings. So that would be my number one point for each and every young person who is planning to venture into the agribusiness world.
Okay. Nice. Thank you very much for sharing that.